Off the Ball Breakfast.
What's your favourite GAA chant?
Man, him. So three syllables.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Our Farney Army, do.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball's Final Whistle. Your comprehensive roundup of the weekend's Gaelic games.
Hello and welcome to Off the Ball's Final Whistle, your one-stop shop for reaction to this year's All-Ireland Football Final. I'm David Wilson. Coming up, we will get reaction from the Kingdom as Kerry won the first All-Ireland Football title under the new rules. Donegal have come up short once again, losing their second All-Ireland final to Kerry 11 years after doing the same the first time. We'll hear from manager Jim McGuinness on a disappointing day for the Tyrconnell men. But first today to Kerry, and they clinched their 39th All-Ireland football title with a commanding performance over Donegal, winning 126-19 points, defying critics who had written them off earlier in the season. A lightning fast start saw Kerry dominate midfield and rack up a 13 points to 4 lead inside 20 minutes, largely thanks to some wonderful 2-point efforts from David Clifford. Gavin White set the tone early, assisting Dillinganey and contributing 3 points himself, while Joe O'Connor controlled the middle third with resilience and energy. Kerry exploited Donegal's usually tight zonal defence with ease as the Clifford brothers seized control, Paddy at the heart of everything good about the Kingdom flow. Although Donegal responded through Michael Murphy to close the gap to 5 points at one stage, they never came within closer than 4. Key injuries to Kieran Thompson and Ryan McHugh further hampered their challenge. A turning point came when Conor O'Donnell missed a shot that could have cut Kerry's lead to 1 score. Instead, Sean O'Shea responded with a 2-point free, and David Clifford soon extended the lead again. In the final moments, Joe O'Connor capped the win with a powerful goal, sealing a 10-point triumph. Kerry have proved that without doubt they are the best team in the country, winning the National League Division 1 title and the Munster title before today's success. For manager Jack O'Connor, it marked his 5th All-Ireland win over 11 seasons, a particularly satisfying one, having overcome Ulster's top teams, Armagh, Tyrone and now Donegal on the way to victory. O'Connor said that his men were battle-hardened.
Delighted, Tommy. Do you know, we were very determined this morning, leaving the hotel, that we were going to put in a big performance, but wasn't sure, you know, was it going to be enough to beat Donegal, because Donegal looked really good here 2 weeks ago. But we were well tested coming into the game by Armagh and Tyrone, and we felt maybe we were a bit more battle-hardened, and I thought that showed at times out there.
Kerry captain Gavin White laid down a marker early, laying on the opening score for Dillinganey, and that was exactly the type of start O'Connor wanted his side to make.
We mentioned that this morning, that we were going to go after Donegal. We weren't going to sit back waiting to see what they had to offer to us. We were going to take the game to them, and no better man than Gavin. Gavin had a sensational opening quarter of an hour, and overall led by a captain's example. So, yeah, we were determined we were going to go after everything, go after the kickouts, go after breaking ball, go out, drive on, put their defence under pressure, and we managed to do that.
Just before the break, the Kingdom held on to the ball, allowing the hooter to blow, to then allow David Clifford to take the final shot, scoring a 2-pointer and giving his side a 7-point lead at half-time. Last week, in the All-Ireland Hurling Final, Cork had a 6-point lead at the break before Tipperary blew them out of the water in the second half. That was a warning that O'Connor's men heeded.
I suppose we mentioned the hurling game last Sunday, you know, as an example of what can happen to a team. They went Cochrane in 6-up. So we basically said, we're going out to win the second half, if only by a point. And we won it by 3 points. But we were very determined. We weren't going to sit back and, you know, let Donegal attack us. Now, they brought it back to 4 at one stage, but we managed to drive on again. And great few moments there near the end after Joe got the goal. We weren't going to be beaten then.
And after hinting in another interview that this could be O'Connor's last year in management, Off the Ball's GAA correspondent Tommy Rooney pressed him on the matter.
Well, they've led you to number 39 in terms of All-Ireland titles. It's your 5th, Jack. Will we see you back again?
Sure, who knows? Who knows? No, I think no. We might pass on the baton.
But it's an incredible record, Jack, from 2004 to 2025, 5 All-Ireland titles. It is sublime. With so many different titles.
A long time as well. That's the other side of it, Tommy.
For Donegal, it's a long spin back up the road for Jimmy McGuinness's men without Sam Maguire. And after the game, McGuinness said that the fast start for Kerry, their 2-point accuracy and too many unforced errors for his side were the difference between the teams.
Listen, it's a bit early for all of that, I suppose, and a wee bit raw. We didn't perform, Kerry did perform, that's the bottom line. They started very early in the game and they got a foothold in the game. I thought we responded quite well in the first half on our attack. We were good, we were clinical, but I think they might have scored in the first six attacks, you know, so we were struggling to deal with them in that period. They went for a lot of twos and they hit a lot of them as well, and that was big. You know, David Clifford coming onto those balls on a loop. We done a lot of work on him, and we did a lot of work in terms of managing him. I thought Brendan did actually quite well on him for periods, but obviously it does take more than one person to try and close down David, and he kicked some brilliant twos, you know. So from our own point of view, Tommy, we made too many mistakes, you know. We did things that we don't normally do, you know. We made decisions that we don't normally do, and we had just too many turnovers. That's the bottom line. We had too many turnovers, and some of them were kind of clutch enough moments. So we were chasing our tails. You know, the couple of moments before half-time, a five-point game, then we lose possession, we give possession away, and then it ends up a seven-point game. That was a tough one to take, you know. Had we been able to work that and got a score, we would have probably ended up getting in at four down at half time. I think it might have been a very different dressing room at that stage, very different dynamic in terms of going out for the second half. But that was fairly significant. And then we pushed hard. Huey came on, did a good job. Jason came on, did a good job, and was able to squeeze the game. But again, with Kerry and the quality they have, you know, they're always going to keep the scoreboard ticking over. So we never got to that point again. We got close to it on one occasion. We were 4 points in it. And then I think we missed three. We had three wides in a row, you know. So even one or two of them to go over, we would have been happy enough going down the stretch. You know, the momentum was there. But it's a double-edged sword, you know. You're in a good spot, and then next thing it falls the wrong side of the post, and that energy that's in the room starts to disappear. And our supporters have been absolutely amazing all year, and I got the sense today that they were there waiting for us to catch fire. And that didn't happen, and those moments where maybe those couple of wides, yeah, had an impact on it.
McGuinness felt that his players were rattled when in possession.
It shouldn't rattle the plan. You know, you've got your plans and you've got your processes, and you've got all the things that you're working all year. Where we got rattled was in possession ourselves. You know, we give the ball away at times today where it's very uncharacteristic, you know. And against Kerry, you know, you can't do that. You know, they keep the ball very well. Paddy Clifford is almost press resistant. It's very, very difficult to get heat on him. He's physically strong, controls the game, protects the ball very well, you know, and obviously plays very well with his brother, you know. So no, listen, Tommy, sometimes in life you've got to put your hands up and you've got to take it on the chin, and today is one of those days, unfortunately for us.
And even though it was a dark day for Donegal, McGuinness feels that there are reasons to be positive for the future for the Ulster champions.
Yeah, listen, that's what you're hoping to do. There's a huge amount of good work going on in Donegal. There's massive amounts of work going on behind the scenes in terms of the academy and trying to build teams and trying to put our younger lads in a position where they can experience days like this more often, if you like. And that work has to continue, and the work with the players has to continue in the dressing room there as well, you know. But today is not the day for that, you know. We have to reflect today. We've got to take it on the chin, and we've got to also tip our hat to Kerry. You know, Kerry were brilliant today. They played really, really well for long periods of that game, and even though we did get into situations where we felt we might get a bit of traction, that never really materialised. So yeah, we have to take it on the chin.
That is about all we have time for on Off the Bold's Final Whistle. Remember, you can get even more reaction at 7:30 on your radios tomorrow and each weekday morning with the Off the Bold Breakfast crew, with Cullen Buhig, Jay Gilroy and Arthur O'Dea. They will review the major talking points of the final on the performance rankings tomorrow morning on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. Owen Sheehan will most likely be back in the hot seat tomorrow evening on your radios from 7, where there'll be even more dissection of Kerry's historic All-Ireland win, plus what will be next for Donegal. Tommy Rooney, Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue will have a full breakdown of the year that was on the Football Pod. Just search the Football Pod wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Tommy will also be at the Winners Hotel gathering even more post-match colour. Keep an eye on your podcast feeds tomorrow to not miss that. Thank you for listening and engaging with this podcast all season. Remember to share, give it a 5-star rating if you feel like it, and subscribe in your podcast feed to not miss a single second of our extensive GAA coverage. I'm David Wilson, and I'll be back with more next time.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.